Sunday Satsang, August 23rd, 2020. So as we meditate upon spiritual realm of Vrindavan as a sadhaka, and we try to serve Radha and Krishna while having complete faith that Radha and Krishna are right here with us, how is it possible? First of all, say they're meditating on Krishna, look at how is it possible that they're right here with us. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 15, describes the spiritual world. It says, Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu, Vaikuntari Dham, Krishna Krishna Avatara Tahani Vishram. The Vaikuntha region is all pervading, infinite, and supreme. So this is a key point. Tahara, text 16, 1, 5, 16. Tahara Upari Bhage, Krishna Loka Khyati, Dwarka Matura Goko, Tri Vidatve Stiti. In the highest region of the spiritual sky, the spiritual realm called Krishna Loka has three parts, Dwarka, Mathura, and Goloka. So the idea is that the spiritual world is all pervading. It's right here. Vrindavan is right here. Vrajadama is right here. It's not millions of miles away. It's all pervading and infinite and supreme. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu. Tahara Upare Bhage Krishna Loka Khyati. It's above, it's below, it's everywhere. Sarvapari, it's above and all, anywhere. So when one meditates, they can easily enter that region by the mercy of Krishna. In the third canto of Bhagavatam, explains that Uddhava came down from that realm. From that meditative realm, he was experiencing in his meditation of samadhi. He entered a Nitya Lila Dwarka, and then he came out of that region, and he came external consciousness, and he met and he talked with Maitreya Madhura. So he entered there. And like, so Krishna can be anywhere, where anywhere a devotee is, meditates on him. Anywhere a devotee needs help, Krishna can immediately appear there, because Krishna and his holy dhamma are everywhere. They're all pervading. They're not far away. They're very near to us. It's like another pastime in Kamyavan. It's in the Mahabharata. Kamyavan, the Pandavas were there in exile with Draupadi. Then Durvasa Muni came there with his thousands of shishya. And he asked the Pandavas, he said, please, can your wife cook us some lunch? We're hungry. So Yudhisthira went to Draupadi and said, can you cook something? He said, I have Akshay Patra. I have a pot that's inexhaustible. As long as there's food in the pot, As long as there's food in the pot and I keep serving from it, then I can serve unlimited number of people with my Akshay Patra, this endless, inexhaustible pot of food. But we've all eaten our lunch and the pot is empty, there's nothing left, so we're in a great dilemma. So Draupadi started crying for her Ishtadev, Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. And this, she's in Kamyavan. Kamyavan is one of the dwellers of Vrindavan. Pandavas and Draupadi are staying in Kamyavan, and Draupadi's crying, Krishna, Krishna, please help me. Bajao, Bajao, save me, save me. Because Durvasa Muni is known to be an angry, easily gets angered, angry rishi, and he cursed the Pandavas and caused them a lot of problem. So Krishna was far, far away from Vrindavan and Dwarka. He had already gone off to Dwarka. He's far away from Vrindavan. But as soon as he heard the prayers of Draupadi, he immediately showed up there. So what's the problem? He said, we all finished eating, and the pots, there's nothing left. The pot's empty, so I can't feed anyone until I start cooking again. And I don't have time to cook because they said they want to eat in 5 minutes. But Krishna said, bring me the pot. So they brought the pot and they found one tiny piece of rice in the corner of the pot that was overlooked. So give me that piece of rice. So Draupadi gave that piece of rice to Krishna. Krishna ate that piece of rice. And all the thousands and thousands of disciples of Devasa, they became totally full and they ran away and they didn't disturb them. And there's chapter 28th of the 10th canto. Vidyadhara liberated. The demigod, there's a Vidyadhara, is a type of deva, subtle being, Vidyadhara. They're musicians and singers and whatnot. And he got cursed, and Vidyadhara became cursed to become a snake because he laughed at Angira, laughed at Astavakra Muni because he has a funny shape, body bent funny. So Astavakra Muni cursed Vidyadhara to become a snake. So Nanda Maharaj was being swallowed by this great, huge python, was swallowing the whole body of Nanda Maharaj. And the coward men were far away from Nandagram. They were in Ambikavan or some very great distance, like 40, 50 kilometers away. And the little coward men were crying, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Krishna, Krishna, help. And although Krishna was 50 miles away, sleeping in Nandagram, he immediately appeared there to rescue his father. So the idea is when a devotees are in need to be in the presence of Krishna, that Krishna immediately appears there. There's no limitation for Krishna. He can appear from anywhere. From a pillar, Krishna came out of the pillars in Sringadev. As the spiritual world is Sarvaga and Vibhu, it's all pervading and unlimited. Krishna is the same way. So we see practically stories in the histories of devotees that engaged in meditating on Krishna's Leela. Although Krishna left the planet thousands of years ago, this has happened in the 19th century, 18th century, happens even today. In the biography of Siddha Krishnadas of Govardhan, he was called a Siddha. He was called Siddha Krishna. Why is he called Siddha? It says, when one is doing mental service, one is serving Radha and Krishna in the mind, it's performed in the bhav-deha, it's a body of feelings. But the service is sometimes expressed in the external physical body and perceived by others. If this happens to a sadhaka, he becomes known as a siddha. So the bhav-deha is a siddha-deha, means it's a subtle internal body was revealed by the guru, through which the sadhaka, he meditates in his mind on his subtle internal Siddhadeya or Bhavdeya, he's serving Radha Madhav while engaged in meditation or visualization, other eternal transcendental pastimes. So the example is given in the biography of Siddha Krishna. Once, while deeply meditating on his Manjari Sroop, Siddhadeya, Krishnadas was entered the Leela. He was helping Radhika throw colors on Shyam during her holy Leela. When Siddha Krishnadas returned to external consciousness, he found that his physical body was covered with abir, which is a perfume, red powder, kunkum, saffron, gulal, red powder, kasturi, musk, kapur, and sandalwood paste. They're all thrown at him during his meditation, holy Leela. That shows the reality of Manasi Seva, how Radha and Krishna aren't far away. They're right here. You're meditating on them, and they're right there. So there's many examples of this, of the siddhas having these experiences. So the idea of maybe we're not siddhas, we're not having these experiences, but one should be convinced that the Radha Krishna in my mind that I'm meditating on, they're directly accepting my service and are pleased by that, on the order of Guru, by blessing the Guru. Another time, Radha Madhav were getting dressed and ornamented by the Sakis and Manjaris after playing a Manasi Ganga. Siddha Krishnadas was amongst those Sakis in his meditative Manjari Sroop. He was holding a vial of scented oil, perfume, to offer to Radha Madhav. Krishnadas suddenly became spellbound. He entered a trance by seeing the divine couple in his meditation, laughing and joking. He somehow dropped that bottle of oil, which then perfumed the 10 directions. Meanwhile, on the external platform, the Vaishnavas that were staying with Siddha Krishnadas at Manasi Ganga, they smelled an astonishingly attractive divine fragrance. They inquired from Siddha Krishnadas about its source, because it was coming from his kutir and from his body. Krishnadas hung his head and down in shame. He humbly replied, "Alas, what can I do, my dear brothers? I am an offender, unfit for seva, Radha Krishna. While I was waiting to serve Priya Priyatam and offer them some oil, perfumed oil, I became stunned in ecstasy and dropped the perfumed oil intended for their pleasure." This is the divine transcendental scent you are perceiving. There's a famous book by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur named Bhakti Ratnakar. And he talks about the story of meditative experiences, the meditative reality experiences of Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. This is what Srinivas Acharya saw in his meditation. Vrindadevi and other Sakis were arranging for a holy festival, gathering all the different colors. They tuned the veena and other musical instruments for the concert. Sri Krishna and Sri Radha and all the Sakis played an exciting game of holi in the Kunja Forest Grove. In divine mirth, Radha and her Sakis threw colored powder on the body of Krishna. With an approving wink of the Sakis, Srinivas Acharya assumed the role of a maitsur of Manjari and supplied colored powder to Sri Radha as he stood by her side. The beauty enacted by the love play of Radha and Krishna can make hundreds of Kandarpas faint. The sun became covered by colored powder thrown in the sky, and the sound of the earth was deafened by musical instruments. Sri Krishna, the king of divine pastimes, showered powder on everyone. After drenching the gopis with colored powder mixed with musk and saffron, he offered various excuses so he could embrace and kiss them all. Lalita and the other Sakis were thrilled with joy as they watched this holy festival. When at last the sport came to an end, the gopis placed Radha and Krishna on the throne. Srinivas Acharya and his Manjari Sroop, in his meditation, he picked up a chamara and fanned Radha and Krishna to remove their exhaustion. Thus his desires were fulfilled. When the service was finished, Srinivas regained his external consciousness, his meditation on Nitya Lila broke, and he discovered, to his surprise, his whole body was covered with holy powder. There was no way to hide it. The colored powder from holy glittered on Srinivas' body, and its divine fragrance drove everyone all around him mad. In this way, Srinivas Acharya regularly meditated. This is a pastime of the same book by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. One day, Radha and Krishna's sakis were sporting in a grove, Nikunja. Just for fun, Radha asked one of her sakis to bring various kinds of foods very quickly. Lita and other sakis prepared different types of food. Taking a hint from the sakis, Narottam Das Thakur, while meditating in his mandri stoop, began to boil milk. When he saw the milk was about to boil over, he quickly took it off the fire with his bare hands. Although his hands and fingers were scorched, he did not notice it. He handed the milk over to the sakis. The sakis gave Radha and Krishna milk, and whatever remained was returned to Narottam Das. Just as he received that milk prasad from Radha and Krishna, Narottam regained external consciousness, came out, he broke the meditation on Nitya Lila, and he glanced at his hands and he saw they were burned. Although he tried to conceal them, someone nearby him noticed his burned hands. They were suddenly burned for no reason. So this is a show. There's so many hundreds of examples of great devotees having profound experiences as Siddha Mahatmas to such an extent that right here in this material world, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 10 years ago, 1 year ago, they're meditating on a Leela. They actually enter there and they have experiences with Radha and Krishna that are registered on their sadhaka roop when they come back out. So you should rest assured for sure that when you're meditating on Leela, Radha Krishna right there, expanded in your mind, and because the holy Dhamma is everywhere, it's Vibhu and Sarvaga, it's everywhere, it's also in your mind. Holy Vrindavan is also in your mind when you're meditating. And that's what the verse says, is Sarvaga. Sarvaga means everywhere, it's all pervading. It's not fixed in some planet like the moon in the sky or the sun in the sky. It's Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu, Vaikuntha Aridhan, the Vaikuntha realm, the spiritual sky. It's all pervading, it's unlimited, and it's great. So there's no limitation. You can't limit Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you're over here 5,000 years ago, you're not here now. Krishna is eternally. Krishna, where anyone's meditating on Krishna, Krishna is there. With all his associates and all his leelas. Tahara Upari Bhage Krishna Loka Kyati. He's above, he's below, he's everywhere. Krishna's realm is there. Sarvapari. Sri Gokul Braja Lokadam. Sarga. This is text chapter, Adi Lila chapter 5, verse 18. Again, the same phrase is repeated. Sarvaga Ananta Vibhu Krishna Tano Sama Upari Ado. Vyapiyachi Naika Vinama. Upari means up and ado means down. So like the transcendental body of Krishna, Gokul is all pervading, infinite, supreme. It expands above and below without any restrictions. So the holy Dham and Krishna himself and all his associates, the whole transcendental Dham, it's Sarvaga, it's all pervading, it's infinite, it's supreme. It expands above and below without any restriction. So it can expand everywhere. Poyadam can expand into the mind and heart of every meditative devotee. And the devotee, according to the level of his bhav, how much love he has in his heart, when he meditates on the lila, that's how he'll experience it. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.